Hi, I'm Tripp Babbitt, host of the Deming Institute podcast. In this 10 minutes with Dr. Deming.
It became clear that the best way to stay competitive and protect the business for long term is to move production from our facility in Indianapolis to Monterrey, Mexico. Relocating our operations to Monterrey will allow us to maintain high levels of product quality at competitive prices and continue to serve the extremely price-sensitive marketplace. I want to be clear, this is strictly a business decision.
Now, Carrier isn't the first U.S. company to move or lay off workers. And this isn't limited to just the United States. But there was something different about this one. The people had had enough. And Dr. Deming noted many years ago that laying off people would become socially unacceptable. This is reflected in the growing populism that we saw in the U.S. presidential election. For the first time in many, many years did we hear presidential candidates talking about layoffs. So how do we fix this problem of layoffs and companies moving from the U.S.? Some say it's a matter of putting tariffs on other countries or reducing the amount of regulations or if we just got rid of the unions, among a plethora of other ideas. But when we look back at a country that was in a crisis in Japan after World War II, we realize that the Japanese industrial miracle occurred in a country that was devoid of resources. And really, the only thing that they had were people. Let's listen to what Dr. Deming has to say about the Japanese industrial miracle.
What I saw was a magnificent workforce, unsurpassed management, and the best statistical ability in the world. It seemed to me that those three forces could be put together. And I put them together so that Japanese quality, instead of being shoddy, became known within a few years. In less than 4 years, manufacturers were all over the world were screaming for protection. They realized that the gains that you get by statistical methods are gains that you get without new machinery. Without new people, anybody can produce quality if he lowers his production rate. That is not what I'm talking about. Statistical thinking and statistical methods are to Japanese production workers, foremen, and all the way through the company, a second language.
But Dr. Deming was adamant that statistical methods were not enough.
The worker is not the problem. The problem is at the top, management.
Some people have the idea that the improvement of quality comes solely by application of statistical methods. And the record is very clear and clean that within 3 years, you cannot even find smoke where the methods were. In spite of brilliant accomplishments, the company goes broke, or the impact is so small by comparison with what is required that it all just disintegrates. The job of management, as I said, is staggering. People in management, for the most part, have no idea what their job is, nor how important it is. How could they know? There's only one answer: experience does not teach.
What Dr. Deming was referencing was where statistical methods were once used by the United States during World War II and even before, by the work of Walter Shewhart, they were gone from companies that were pursuing other methods to try and increase productivity. This is the reason that the Japanese industrial miracle was allowed to occur at all. Dr. Deming's focus was quality, and in his chain reaction for continual improvement, the steps are pretty clear that if you improve quality, that costs will decrease. Productivity improves, you capture the market, you stay in business, and you provide jobs and more jobs. So the focus of the organization was to stay in business and provide more and more jobs through quality. Profit became a byproduct as opposed to the aim of what organizations were looking for. Let's listen to Dr. Deming's words on this.
With better quality and lower costs, you can capture the market with better quality and lower price. It'll help you to stay in business, provide jobs, more jobs. It's all very simple. One has to know how to produce quality, what quality is, what's the ultimate aim, and quality goes all the way through an organization. It can be no better than the top, no better than the intent of the top, of the top people.
Dr. Deming was extremely concerned about what people in management were learning in educational institutions. Let's listen to what Dr. Deming has to say about this.
Nobody comes out of the school of business that knows what management is or what its deficiencies are. No one coming out of a school of business has ever heard of the answers that I'm giving to your questions or probably even thought of the questions. They are using statistical methods. They have not only learned them, they have absorbed them. As Japanese absorb other good things of cultures, they are giving back to the world the products of statistical control of quality in a form that the world never saw before.
Lloyd Dobbins, in his interview with Dr. Deming in If Japan Can, Why Can't We?, is very telling about the ability of the United States.
Would the same methods work in the United States? Could we do the same thing?
Well, of course we could. Then everybody knows that we can do it.
Why don't we?
No determination to do it. We have no idea what the right thing to do. Have no goal.
Let me leave you with the epilogue of If Japan Can, Why Can't We? By Lloyd Dobbins. I think it reflects an era of a crisis back in the 70s where manufacturing was in trouble. But when you listen to the words, I think you'll find that the same problems that we had in the 70s we still have in 2016.
We now have more service than manufacturing, and that helps depress our productivity. Manufacturing, making things, is a smaller percentage of our national economy than of any other industrial country, and that makes productivity improvement even more difficult. Until now, probably because the United States was such an enormous and expanding market, productivity has almost automatically increased. So throughout our history, parents have expected their children to live better than they did, and that has always been true. We live better than did our parents, and they lived better than their parents. Unless we solve the problem of productivity, our children will be the first generation in the history of the United States to live worse than their parents. I'm Lloyd Dobbins, NBC News.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of 10 Minutes with Dr. Deming. If you have comments, feedback, suggestions, you can reach me at TRIPP@Deming.org.